に。
Okay, there's clocks everywhere.
Yeah, I will keep track. Not to worry.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And what shall we discuss?
Oh, many things. Many interesting things. It's been a while. It's tremendous to be here. I want to thank you for last night. Not just for the session, which was just out of this world, but for last night, I did a lot of internal work, as you know, and I did sense you were there in assistance, and I needed that last night big time. My own intermediate way of working things out late at night, your help was tremendously appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah.
Two quick questions before I have a broader subject I'd like to discuss. One, I have a couple of friends that are on the Chris group. Nardine in Australia and Teresa in Nova Scotia, and I and the heroes are intermediate, and we chat from time to time. And one question from this small group was, can you point us to a focus that we have shared together at some point that can assist us, each one of us individually, in this journey process that we're in today, if that's possible?
Yes. You all share a focus in Northern America. Other individuals also in a group that chose to move and migrate from the eastern part of this country to the western part of this country, settling in what you now identify as Oregon. The reason I would direct you to that focus is that the relationships were very strong and very close, which was important for the individuals endured many hardships. But incorporated a strength and an idea and a hope that was strong enough to hold the motivation to accomplish, which in some manners can be beneficial to each of you in your journey in shifting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
in recognizing that you are participating in a journey that does incorporate confusions and hardships, but also knowing that you are moving in the direction of an important ideal. And a new freedom.
Beautiful. And we will explore this and see who was what to whom and so on and so forth. Thank you, thank you. This is wonderful. A second quick question. I have a friend back in Mexico City that is experiencing some problems with his health and related to blood pressure. He has not asked me for assistance in this particular case, but for the first time and in a very different way, he has asked me, and I have supplied him with meditation, music, and CDs, and so forth. He's beginning, I think, to open up to something that he's not quite sure what, and I'm very, very, very glad to help him. I have a very strong bond with him. We worked together for many, many years in my old bank, and I care very much for him and for his family. And if I could suggest something to him that would assist him in this. He takes medicine, but I obviously, as you and I know, that's not going to help him very much, at least not so.
It will if he incorporates the belief that it will.
Right, exactly. And I'm not sure that that's the case. I think he may be open to some other type of more natural suggestion or something.
I would offer the suggestions of acupuncture and perhaps a healing massage. And to engage inner landscapes. What is significant with an inner landscape to remember is not to generate the same inner landscape repeatedly, to change it somewhat frequently, to create a different scene, not to engage one scene for perhaps more than 3 engagements at a time. For one of the actions in an inner landscape is to allow it to develop itself. You generate the initial direction or the initial scene, such as under an ocean or in a forest or on a mountaintop. But once you have initiated the scene, it is important to allow that to unfold or develop itself by itself, not to be manipulating it. And in that, generating natural components in the scene that will interact in some manner with each other in a manner that will create a balance, such as in a forest, allowing a scene to unfold in which perhaps there is introduced deer that will consume certain vegetation, or squirrels that will consume other vegetation, or badgers that will create tunnels and therefore also contributing to the environment and the balance of the environment. The point with an inner landscape is to generate natural scenes that also create a balance. It is not necessary to attach a physical body function to any of the elements in the scene, for what you are doing in an inner landscape is you are allowing the objective awareness to join with the subjective to direct the body consciousness. And it knows how to be directed and to respond, and therefore it is not necessary for the individual to incorporate any of the physical mechanics of the body consciousness or any of the affected functions of the body consciousness.
I see, this is great. I think I'll try that myself too. Thank you. Okay, on to a broader subject about me. This move to New York City has been for me an extremely exciting and interesting part of this journey. I've had moments where I have had my challenges and my struggles. I think you know this. Well, I always look to you for in those moments. Knowing that I'm not abusing of your assistance. And at the same time, much of it has been fairly easy for me because the energy of that city and the energy of what I do, for the most part, has been something that resonates with me very well. So even though I do miss my loved ones, let's say, and other things back in Mexico, I feel very, very comfortable many times, most times, not always. One of the things that motivate me is when I engage my imagination and I think about what would I like to be doing in that particular city in a more permanent position, let's say, with a different institution where I can make a bigger difference. I want to do something much bigger. I want to do something that I can get my arms around because in a sense that I know that I'm peaking, in a sense, I'm peaking late. All the things I've learned, I can use them now. I'm in a very good moment, I believe, in my professional life, and I want to accomplish even more. I think, make a difference, particularly within this shift in the industry that I'm in, and being open to an opportunity where I can, let's say, jump to that more broader position. And it's a challenge, but the feeling inside of me is one of great power, that I can do that, that I can lead, that I can participate in a much bigger way with a lot more individuals. So that's something that I think I have come to New York for something like that as well. But then there's another aspect of me that sometimes kicks in, and I struggle with that a bit, which is there is a part of me that says, that may be too much work. That may be not necessarily what you really want. And then I think, and I go off in a completely different direction and say, well, what if I just go somewhere to a small, quiet place and, you know, find someone and live there peacefully and calmly and kind of ride the storm out. The previous example is much more stronger in me, but I sense that sometimes there's a bit of a conflict inside of me. And then something like what happened yesterday also occurs. I find that I open my heart up very easily, and I end up pushing to a certain extent and trying to find that individual, that mate, that
goodbye,
that I can fulfill or that can fulfill a part of me that feels empty right now. And what I'm doing, I think, is looking for balance in all of these areas. And I struggle with that because sometimes the challenges seem too great. And fortunately, every morning I wake up and I have this tremendous energy. And I know I can do this. I want to do this. And I'm in this focus for many reasons, perhaps, in this journey, in this discovery. But this is something I truly want to do now. And so There's many things here, but I would open it up to your comments and your perception as to what kinds of things will assist me in this endeavor, which is a holistic one almost, because I'm talking about tremendous fulfillment for me in different areas, in my personal life, in my professional life, in my environment that I work in, but I also feel that I'm ready. It's much more of a feeling than a thinking, than a process that I've thought about. Even though I do think about it and I imagine it, and I just sense it very strongly.
And what is it that you want to do?
Well, it's exactly, I don't know, but I know enough. I know enough. I think I would like to, where I see myself is in an institution that has problems, because I'm a good problem solver. I think, a very good example for others, and as I've worked more and more with your energy and my energy and others' energy, this is translated to people around me who have no idea of what's going on, and they pick up on it. And that's a big motivation for me, only in the sense that it fulfills me, but that I also assist them in a way that really assists me. So leading a division, a part of a major corporation or a bank that has fundamental problems where even the leadership doesn't know what's happening. And I think they may be, making some decisions that are going to create more challenges than not. And that's kind of the scenario that I see for me, that I could do that very, very well. I don't have a lot of contacts, but I'm trying not to think of the how. I'm just saying this is where my energy, my intent, this is what I can do, this is where I can apply my talents in the best fashion and achieve a great sense of fulfillment. For myself.
I would agree. And I would express that there is a significant need, so to speak, for that type of direction.
Yes.
And I would agree that you would accomplish that quite well. that you do incorporate the ability to be very successful in that type of direction. And I would express that it is not as much of a conflict in these different directions that you want. You are correct. It is a matter of balance, and you can generate both. It is not a matter of either or. It is a matter of allowing yourself to be creative and to generate both of what you want. To allow yourself to generate the calm and quiet, but also engage your passion and the excitement in that passion. What occurred yesterday that you concerned yourself with?
There is, there's a part of me that I guess is seeking anxiously somewhere for that person, individual. And there's someone in this forum that I connected with a few months ago that I was very surprised. And that connection has increased, has broadened, has deepened in a very nice way, in an extremely nice way. Even though I know that she is in a relationship, I had the not too expectant hope, but some hope that you know, there would be some time to spend together this weekend. And when that didn't happen, when I found out Friday night, something happened within me. My heart just kind of dropped through the kitchen floor. And yesterday was a very difficult day. I just let it get out of hand, I believe, and perhaps I had too many expectations, even though I didn't believe I had too many expectations. And it's a part of me that very quickly is very sensitive to, I think, to that part of connection, of finding someone in a much deeper sense than just a sexual or a man-woman type of relationship, because I think what I feel is that this connection goes way back and goes way beyond what I can even imagine at this point. And I you know, it's sometimes I'm the kind of person that's either it's all or nothing, you know, black and white, black or white. And it was a bit of an emotional shock. That the shock itself was so strong, I didn't expect that. And so it was very difficult yesterday and very difficult last night. And last night, as I was, you know, half asleep and weaving in and out and kind of thinking through this, and I said, well, maybe I shouldn't even be in New York City. Maybe it would be too painful and too difficult, you know. And I go to extremes, and especially at night, I do that. And then I start working on that. And something like that then seems to me can derail what we have just been talking about. In a sense, I sense that I need to be stronger in my, more resolute in trying to achieve or in going to those goals that I set myself. And something like this then, you know, just kind of takes me aside completely and provides more of a challenge than I want to put on myself. And last night I was thinking, again, half asleep, and I was thinking of the male-female energy that we talked about briefly and that I've been reading about and the changes. And I'm very proud of my female aspect energy. I think it connects very well, and I'm very comfortable with it. But at the same time, I was thinking, maybe what I've been doing is pushing aside my male energy. And maybe it's time to to bring that back a little bit more, and that may help me in my professional goals and leave my personal goals, which, you know, I still believe will happen at some point with someone, but it was just a very big disappointment this week.
First of all, I will acknowledge to you that you are correct, that you were not necessarily expressing expectations. This can be confusing. You express a significant sensitivity, and you incorporate a tremendous passion. Combining the sensitivity and the passion in the extent that you express them creates, in one direction, a tremendous motivation and determination, but in another direction, it can create a tremendous disappointment. It is not that you are generating expectation, but that you generate a hope. And when you combine the sensitivity and the passion in the strength that you express them and move them into a hope, that becomes very strong. And if that hope is not realized, it becomes very disappointing. For it is almost associated as a failure. And you are an individual that does not interpret failure well. Some individuals generate different associations with failure and can actually perceive that as inspiring and motivating and encouraging. But some individuals do not. Some individuals generate an association with failure as weak and discounting themselves and unmotivated.
Yes, yes.
In this, the key element is placing that passion and that sensitivity into hope.
Sure.
Which is not necessarily an expectation, but it can generate just as strong of disappointment as an expectation.
I get the sense there's a fine line between open expectation.
Yes, you are correct. It is not necessarily an expectation, for you do not necessarily expect the other individual to generate any specific actions or expressions. And you are not necessarily generating an expectation of yourself either. But you are holding to a hope which hope includes an element of anticipation. Hope is an expression of projecting your attention futurely. I'm understanding that for many, many, many individuals within your reality, hope is a valued expression. And for many individuals, it allows them to hold to an ideal that they want to accomplish. But many times, it also can create the reverse, for it is a future projection. It's not necessary to hope for now. You already have what you want or what you require now. Therefore, individuals do not hope for the now. You hope for the future. Which may also be helpful to you in investigating this other focus, for that is a significant factor in their experiences. But it is being expressed differently than how you express it. And that would be that fine line between expectation and hope. I would express to you that although hope can be a beneficial expression in some situations, this would be one expression for you to address to and to genuinely attempt to disassociate with in association with relationships. For this is merely a different manner for you to set yourself in a direction to be disappointed. Or to push yourself. And subsequently to discount yourself and question yourself. It sets in motion many different expressions that are uncomfortable for you. I would also express, I recognize that this may be somewhat difficult, but it would be more advantageous to you to practice genuinely being present and appreciating whatever you are generating and developing in the present in relation to other individuals or potential relationships, not to include any focusing on outcomes, but to allow yourself to genuinely be present and pay attention to whatever you are engaging in the moment, and not to be anticipating or entertaining the ideas of the possible outcomes.
I'm very good at that.
And in some directions, that serves you. In this direction, it does not.
I understand. You know, it's... If I could... you're saying exactly what you told Castile in... Like in March, I believe. Before I was coming at you, and I asked her to ask you about this move and about what I knew was happening and so on and so forth, and these were your words. And I have been applying them. Every day I read them. I have them on the computer on that email from her, and I read them. And that has helped me tremendously to stay focused in the moment. And sometimes I feel... When I'm in the middle of the storm, I'm in a very calm place because I'm very focused in the present moment and not projecting and putting my attention out there. And I have been practicing that and training myself for that. And when I find myself caught up in the wave of the other individuals and what's happening, and I start to feel the emotion of fear and so on, I can step back into this, and it works marvelously. I just have not been...
This is different.
...able to apply it to my relationship. Yes,
but this is somewhat different. For... Remember... In our discussion yesterday, I expressed explanations of associations, and I also expressed that associations are very significant for they many times are very familiar and very obvious, and you do not see them. And they are not always generating a whirlwind of emotion or an obvious projecting. They are so closely familiar to you that you do not necessarily think of them. And they influence you, but you do not necessarily notice that you are even being influenced. Therefore, you are not clearly aware of what you are actually doing and what your energy is actually doing. in association with relationships, you may not necessarily be experiencing the whirlwind, in which you will notice, and you will, in your terms, step back and center yourself and recognize that you are projecting. That hope of the ideal relationship is one of those associations. Now, let me explain further in relation to associations. I expressed yesterday that associations are evaluations that you generate in relation to experiences with the attachment of a judgment, good or bad. Now, at times, you may generate an experience, and it may be a momentary experience. And in that momentary experience, you generate an association that is good. And you build upon that good association. As an example, you may generate a relationship with another individual pastly, and in that relationship you may have generated a brief time framework or even a moment in which you felt extremely connected and satisfied and comfortable and happy. That experience creates a good association. This is what a relationship is. This is what an intimate, connected relationship is. Therefore, this is what it should be. With that good association, you embellish that. You build upon it, and you attach more and more aspects of what it means to generate a good relationship, an intimate, connected relationship. That association is present. You may not be thinking of it, and you may not be feeling the intensity of it, but it is present, and it is influencing you in how you interact, and it influences that hope of what you want.
I understand perfectly.
And that creates more of an intensity that you are not necessarily even feeling. But you feel it when the disappointment is expressed. The intensity of the disappointment matches the intensity of the association and its influence, which is an indicator of how strong that association is and how strongly it influences.
I see that perfectly. I'm questioning myself as to how to take that moment of good association and leave it.
Yeah.
And then,
which is the point of genuinely being in the now and not projecting, not anticipating where will this move to.
Yes,
but appreciating what is now and not moving beyond that, which is also what we discussed yesterday, in allowance for unfolding, not necessarily knowing the plan, not necessarily having a plan, but being present and allowing for that unfolding, moving with the wave rather than against it. Let me express to you, individuals automatically, generally, think when I am expressing, be mindful of, be aware of, pay attention to associations, for they are very influencing. The automatic thought direction is to be discovering bad associations. For, of course, the bad associations will be devastating and most influencing. What is interesting is that, generally speaking, bad associations are less affecting and less influencing, for you avoid them. If you generate an association with an experience that you attach the judgment of bad, you are likely to avoid repeating it. But if you generate an association with the attachment of the judgment that it is good, you gravitate to it,
right,
and you seek to recreate it. But seeking to recreate it many times can influence you to generate what you do not want, and conflict or disappointment. For the good judgments, you do enhance, you do embellish, you do attach to. Bad associations, you generally do not. If you generate an experience in which you are caught, so to speak, in a burning home, subsequent to that experience, you may generate the association that fire is bad and dangerous, and that it is frightening. It is not necessary for you to embellish that association. It is not necessary for you to attach any other expression to that association or any other idea, and you will avoid that type of experience. You will intentionally direct yourself in a manner that will not seek to recreate that experience. But that experience and that association, in like manner to the good experience, you will not necessarily think of.
No.
You will merely do. You will not necessarily generate a thought process, I should not do this or I should do this in my home to prevent that type of experience from occurring again. You will merely do the actions that will avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
And the same applies with the good experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You are not recalling those experiences continuously, but the association is ever present.
That was a great explanation. Okay, quickly, on my professional, is there anything else that at this moment I can look to or do? I think I'm on that track and in the right place, and with all this information, very excitedly participating in all of this. And not knowing what the plan is, but...
And it is not necessary.
Yes.
Begin implementing now.
Okay.
And that will move you into allowing to unfold.
Okay. Last question for Letty and Brad. Their much beloved Oscar, the dog, had a seizure the last few days, and is blind, and they wanted me to ask you for your comments, your impressions, and I believe, even though they didn't say this, as to how it relates to them and their energy and what they're creating and reflecting back to them.
How it relates to their energy and what they are reflecting to themselves. Remember, some manifestations or directions are not necessarily what they seem. At times when an action seems bad, it can actually be beneficial. How this reflects to them is a presentment of the importance and the significance of allowing connection. Not dependence, but cooperation and connection. Just as with the dog, it now is requiring them to be connecting and supportive. And let me express to you that for this species, a dog, sight is not their strongest sense. Therefore, it is not as difficult or devastating for a creature to lose its sight, for a dog to lose its sight, as it would be for an individual, which, once again, in association with this wave, it is a matter of addressing to all forms of communication and understanding that dogs incorporate a different form of communication than do humans. And they process differently than humans. Physical input for a dog and familiarity with their environment and their functioning in it is much more dependent upon their smell than their eyes. Vision with a dog is the reverse of with you. Smell for you as a human is a minor outer sense. You do not pay as much attention to that particular sense as you do with your other senses. Sight is your strongest scent. With the dog, scent is their strongest scent. And sight is not. It is the secondary or one of the weaker senses that they are not dependent upon. But in this, the dog has created a choice to offer that communication of the importance of connecting, being connected, being supportive, and cooperation. That is important between them, and he is providing the example of that by requiring them to express it with him.
Okay. Well, we're right on time. I love you. You don't know how much I appreciate this. You do know.
I do.
I feel you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. May all for my lovingness and my greetings to Castillo. And I express tremendous appreciation to you, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting. And all for you, tremendous encouragement. You will accomplish.
Thank you.
And I shall be present.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
To you, my dear friend.